other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Calling U.S. military, calling former military. I don't want you to give out anything classified on air. None of this stuff is classified. They always think it up at think tanks and brag right in their face what they're doing. And there's always classified versions of it. You know, the particle beams, the radiation guns, the microwave guns, the sound cannons, the direct energy weapons through phone lines, power lines, looking through wall technology, drones, robo-rats, cockroaches with explosives that crawl in your ear and blow the side of your head off. That's all declassified. Race-specific bioweapons targeted to certain families or clans. We know all that's being tested in death laboratories, death corps laboratories. An excellent 1,300,000 extermination op in the last 5.5 years in Iraq by excellent results for the New World Order, excellent results with the drug war, more drugs, more people in prison, the economy falling apart, more robberies, education, excellent job, everybody being dumbed down, mindless idiots, just the mechanized evil going quite well. It's hard to build stuff and be good and nice and help people and be loving and be strong. It's easy to be evil and sickening and twisted and degenerate and scum-filled. So we're taking your calls about what are the super weapons. I want the military to call in here. I've listed all of these. Bob Woodward's out saying there's this incredible super weapon as big as the Manhattan Project, leap forward. Well, we know what all these systems are. Which one is he talking about that's so wondrous in Iraq? We know that's all bull. We know they funded the attacks, funded it, funded the breakup, funded the three groups killing each other, and then paid them off to stop. And that's admitted, so it's not my opinion. This is them just trying to scare everybody and act real, you know, elitist and claim, you know, our economy may be imploding and we may have leveraged fiat currency and bought up the planet with it, but we've got space rage. Don't run. We are your friends. You know, Mars attacks, shooting everybody. I mean, whatever, man, whatever. Let's go to Dan in Georgia, then Dennis. Oh, claims he has it. J.D. in Idaho. Let's skip to J.D. J.D., what is it?
I'm there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, everybody who knows history knows the inventor of A.C. was Nikola Tesla, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He had many, many inventions, hundreds of them.
And the FBI grabbed it and burned down his place and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. The one weapon that is, from what I've learned, is the deadliest of all, is Scalar weapons.
Yeah, the Scalar death ray.
Scalar weapons can pinpoint anyone in the world, one person, and kill him. Doesn't matter where he's at. If they can pinpoint him, they can kill him from anywhere in the world. This is scary stuff. I learned about this 5 or 6 years ago, and it's scary. And who knows what they've done with it since then. Possibly they could destroy hundreds, if not thousands, of people. I don't know, but it's
now, again,
scary stuff.
Let me stop you. Scalar is real.
Yes.
There's a lot of kooks and quacks who then claim that they have reverse-engineered it, and they're full of baloney. That's the problem, is that all this stuff, a lot of this stuff has a basis in reality. It's just that the quacks have run wild with it.
Well, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I know. I've read in major scientific journals that they've discovered decades ago and confirmed Tesla's scalar properties. They just don't know how to control it.
I've heard that they can actually increase the strength of a hurricane by using a scalar weapon.
Now, that was all certified Stanford Research Institute, declassified 3 years ago. AP, Reuters, Fox News, they could create, control, steer, weaken, strengthen hurricanes with 8 airplanes in 1967 with conventional nuclei spraying. So I don't know about Scalar.
It's pretty scary stuff what I have researched. If you get if you ever get the time, do some research on it. And,
I've done research. Most of the academics that have written on it are too scared to come on the show. And I mean academics, not the quacks running around claiming they've got, you know, proton beams in their backyard, but I mean the real deal. And they've killed so many of these people. They kill them all the time. It's just absolute mass murder everywhere. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, straight ahead. I will get to Dan and Dennis and J.D. and Kilroy and everybody else. I'm going to get to all of you. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I had Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on a few weeks ago. He said, why did they sneak attack Russia? Why did the U.S. back Georgia do it? Why are they starting World War III? Why are they so arrogant? And I said, super weapons. We know they've got a decapitation system through Star Wars, a bunch of robotic platforms that have basically meteor guns for dropping, and this has been declassified parts of it, dropping DU rounds, solid rounds that get up to about 30,000 miles an hour. They can kill people in, 500-foot deep bunkers. No problem. Devastating effect. And it blows the whole side of a mountain out. Just one of them weighs about 100 pounds, the bigger ones. They've got microwave guns, particle beams. I mean, you name it. And then now Bob Woodward comes on 60 Minutes. He goes on CNN Larry King Live last night, and he says they've got a super weapon as big as the Manhattan Project. That's what made the surge succeed. Well, funny, talking to people in the military and then even what's been in the press, it was billions of dollars in payoffs to the factions to stop killing each other. And day one, they ordered the Baathists to break up, which caused a civil war, which they knew it would do, as an excuse to stay there. Now they claim it is a victory to just have the killing subside somewhat. Now that's a side issue, but I do want to get Dr. Roberts' take. A, has he heard about this big sensation with Woodward, Pulitzer Prize winner, talking about super weapons? This is really like 1984, where they're always giving us a new super weapon to scare the world. And then I want to get into Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and you break down what this 50-plus billion trillion, it's hard to imagine that amount, trillion dollars and what this bailout means. And how much they were leveraged and what's happening with the economy, because he's a former Wall Street Journal editor, the father of Reaganomics, head of policy department of the Treasury, syndicated columnist and best-selling author of the book that's in second edition, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on with us.
Sure, Alex.
What do you think about talk of super weapons?
Well, I don't know what Woodward thinks he's talking about. It's obviously quite silly. As you pointed out, they weren't used in Iraq, even if they exist. And you're correct that the Iraqi violence was essentially contained by us putting 80,000 insurgents on our payroll and by Iran telling al-Sadr to stand down his militia because the continuing violence played into the Bush regime's hands that they had to stay there to prevent a bloodbath. So the wind down in violence is due to the Iranians calling off the Shiites, whom they control, and to the United States hiring the Sunnis and putting them on the payroll and paying them not to shoot at us. So that's all there is to that. Whatever super weapons Woodward thinks we have, they won't be useful against intercontinental ballistic missiles coming in from Russia or China or whoever we stupidly provoke. So it strikes me as just some kind of BS, maybe propaganda, to make Americans feel secure while their leaders pick a war with Russia.
Yeah, it sounds like something right out of 1984. I mean, Big Brother's always got a new super weapon every month.
Yeah, well, that's what Hitler was saying in his final days, remember? Hitler was raving about all the new super weapons that were going to turn the war.
Oh, my God, I didn't put two and two together. They are. They've literally entered bunker mentality with bragging about super weapons.
Well, I think if they have any super weapons, they don't have economic ones, or they haven't showed them to us yet. This Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac coming under the Treasury's arm, let me tell you what I think that's about. The United States, because of its huge budget and trade deficits, has to rely on the recycling of the trade deficit dollars to come back and finance our government and to finance our mortgage market. And the foreigners were getting more and more reluctant to continue the recycling at the same rate because of dollar weakness and because of the apparent loss in value of these mortgages.
And low interest rates.
Yeah. And also, you see, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they issue their own debt in order to be able to carry these mortgages. So they weren't able to borrow. And so what the Treasury has done is to give some kind of additional protection to these mortgage giants in order to reassure foreign lenders so they will continue to recycle dollars into the U.S. mortgage market. And otherwise, there would be really no prospect at all of keeping the interest rates low.
So this is just bringing the Ponzi scheme to another level.
That's what it is. Now, the thing that's unsure to my mind about this, and I haven't had time to study this very carefully, but what it seems to me is if the Treasury takeover or whatever they've done with these two mortgage giants, if this means a guarantee of both all of the mortgages as well as the two companies' bonds, that is, the bonds issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if it means not just a guarantee of their bonds but of the mortgages, then I'm not sure that the United States Treasury has not placed its own ability to borrow at risk, because the size of that mortgage portfolio is so large that it's unrealistic to think that the U.S. Treasury can guarantee it.
Well, sir, the way I read it, and of course you're a top economist, I'm not, but the way I read it in the papers is that they're saying they're guaranteeing all of it. They're guaranteeing the debt that was sold to people. They're guaranteeing the packages. They're guaranteeing the whole thing.
Well, what this suggests to me, then, that they have overreached because sooner or later, financial markets and foreign creditors will figure out that such a massive guarantee undermines the Treasury's own financial capability, and therefore it may undermine the ability of the Treasury to sell its own bonds.
Well, you ran the policy there, watching Paulson on TV and his minions. They looked like they were laying an egg. I mean, if they were trying to project bad confidence and trying to project that they looked like they'd just been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, or you know, caught robbing a bank. I mean, they were white faced. They looked completely freaked out. The markets seemed to love it, at least for a while. I mean, this is madness. And even foreign governments are saying, you know, have we become more communist than China?
Well, I don't think, you see, the notion of it being nationalized or whatever, that's not the real issue. The real issue is whether the United States Treasury has assumed a financial responsibility beyond its capability, and therefore it would have no credibility. And that's what I think may come out. If that comes out, then the whole thing is over with very quickly, because if people conclude that this guarantee is worthless because the Treasury can't make good on it, just like the guarantee the British gave the Poles in 1940 against the Germans was worthless because they had no way of enforcing it. That may be what we have here. We may have the Treasury impairing its own ability to borrow by taking on too great of a responsibility to guarantee all. I mean, what are the size of those mortgages? It's around $6 trillion, isn't it?
Yeah, they're saying that the bad ones are $6 trillion, but the whole thing's $54 trillion, and now they're saying that the whole structure of the two consortiums are in trouble.
Well, I don't know what the numbers are, but I think that they're kind of large to give that much of a guarantee, and it may disturb people who are lending the money.
Well, I mean, I've got CNBC right here. It says $54 trillion is what the total assets or the debt, the whole shooting match of those two groups are.
It seems too much to me. But
well, the way they're always leveraging things, God knows.
Well, I think that temporarily we have a respite because the Bush government got foreign central banks to agree to buy dollars so that we could keep the low interest rates through the election. And this has given some comeback to the dollar. People will be relieved because they'll see the dollar rising, but it won't occur to them that it'll never go back to parity with the euro. and the oil price is coming down. So when the oil price ran up toward 150, everybody got nervous. It falls down toward 100, they feel relieved. The fact that it's not going to go back to 30, they don't think about. And any time you have a rise or a decline in market, speculators usually take it too far. They either take it too far up once it falls back, or they take it too far down and once it comes back. But it doesn't mean that it's over. It renews and starts again. And I don't see anything that has been done by the United States government or the Treasury that would reverse the bad condition of the dollar. And I'm fearful that if this guarantee they've given is as big as it sounds like, that it will impair the Treasury's own ability to borrow, and therefore the great superpower will come to an end a lot quicker than we thought.
Okay, Doc, stay there. See, I'm getting different numbers. Here's a Wall Street Journal saying it's only $1.5 trillion in bad debt.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633. Okay. During the break, I read about, scanned through about 10 different articles. They're talking about the global mortgage structure being 50 plus trillion. The total U.S. mortgage, AP says, is 12 trillion. It says more than 5 trillion of that. I'm reading it right now. Bailout doesn't curb all credit woes is the headline. 5 trillion of that is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But regardless, when you get into these numbers, it's just staggering, and then it causes a domino effect. Dr. Roberts, they're trying to do this balancing act. I mean, what do you think of the current policy, and does this takeover bode good or bad for the future of the economy?
Well, I think, it's, as we were saying, that it's created a new problem, which is the Treasury's own credibility, because it's now guaranteed probably beyond its ability. The only way it can make good on the guarantee is to borrow the money itself. Now, I'm looking here at a Reuters news release yesterday, and it says that China owned $376 billion of the debt issued by U.S. government agencies, principally Fannie and Freddie. So that means they own the bonds issued by the two mortgage companies, which is a different trouble instrument from the mortgages themselves. And, of course, the bonds of the two mortgage companies were trouble because their mortgage holdings were trouble. So the question China faces is that when the U.S. Treasury issues new debt to fund the bailout, should China buy that? And, of course, if everybody decides, well, we probably shouldn't buy that because they already have to issue $600 billion just to finance.
So what you're saying is if governments of Europe, the Arabs, China, Japan, don't buy this new questionable debt, then what happens?
Yeah, that's the whole. Then the whole empire is over.
Okay, you were saying that before the break, talking about not having credibility. They went to the euro, tried to get NATO and the euro to put sanctions on Russia. It didn't happen. Italy said it was ridiculous. Russia laughed at us. And then meanwhile, our government's talking about super weapons. It does look like Hitler in the bunker.
Well, I don't know if they are that aware of their precarious position. I'm not sure that they are, but they may be. In which case, that's a good analogy. But what I think that what one thing we can conclude is that the Treasury had to step in and do something because of the recycling of dollars. If the foreigners quit recycling the dollars that they earn from our trade deficit, we have no way to finance the government, just the government's daily operations, which is independent of all these other financial crises.
Now, you used to run the Treasury, so they have to know these dangers. I mean, you know, they're up there running it now. So why did they do the bailout if it endangers the entire credibility of the overall structure?
Well, you may assume that they know more than they do. Remember that this government has shown every kind of hubris, and hubris leads people to overreach and to step into quicksand and to do all kinds of stupid things that they shouldn't do. And you have to also know that when I was in the Treasury, we still had regulation. We didn't have all of these unregulated financial instruments that nobody really understands. And we didn't have these kinds of vulnerable debt structures. All of this has been created in the decades after Reagan, from the progressive deregulation.
Now, what, in 93 and then 96?
I just don't remember right now, Alex.
But I mean, I read the foreign publications, the foreign mainline publications about what happened there, and they talk about leveraging, like where they would take debt instruments and then loan it out through fractional reserve banking and then create new banks and loan it out again. I mean, is that what you're talking
that's
about?
That's right. And look, I don't know how much time we have left, but there's one other thing. I don't know all about this, but I do know something. They have these credit default swaps, that is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They have all these credit default swaps that I think when the Treasury steps in like this, legally now have to be unwound. And I'm not sure what the implications of that is, because the market has never experienced settling a credit event that's so large. It's just huge to unwind all of these credit default swaps. So I don't know. They may find some legal way not to do it.
Well, Dr. Roberts, we know you'll check in with us as this develops. We appreciate your great input. Go write your column. We appreciate you spending time with us.
Okay, Alex.
Thank you so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
I wonder if their space planes and particle beams will save him from that.
The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
We need to stop being ignorant.
Trumpets hear the pipers.
Fools.
100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
Well, you just heard the former head of
the
Treasury.
Is in the thorns.
Dr. Roberts had a policy there.
The virgins are all trimming.
Saying that he doesn't think the U.S. government can back this up. That's the whole point. We're only there to back it up while the assets are transferred to foreign Swiss bank accounts and into foreign assets. We are meant to be imploded. That's the next phase of the IMF and World Bank document plans, is to leave us fully holding the bag. And they always like to give us a little terror attack or something so we gather around them while they abuse us, while they rape us financially and physically. Now, Paul Watson is doing an article about what is the secret weapon? What is the secret weapon that is being used in Iraq that supposedly won the day, which is made up. It was cash payoffs that won the day. Pentagon official policy was to go in and break the country up, sow sectarian violence as a pretext to stay. Then they would pay off the insurgents to bring some level of order. I said that the day of the war. I said it the day before the war. I said it the day after the war started in March of 2003. Not because I'm smart. I've learned to read what the enemies of liberty and freedom have to say, what the hijackers of this nation say. You know, we treat this criminal, illegitimate government like it's official because it wears fancy blue uniforms and fancy green uniforms and lots of shiny epaulets and fancy hats and tells us we've got to bow down to them and, oh, it's so nicely tailored. It's a joke. It's a fraud. I mean, if you were in a Greyhound bus and some guy came in when you were, you know, parked at a gas station, everybody goes into the rest stop, and somebody comes in, clubs the bus driver in the head in front of you, but then puts on his uniform, everybody would just get on board and say, oh, well, but it doesn't matter if you club him in the head. Doesn't matter if you're hijacking this bus. We're going to just go ahead and say it's official because you're wearing a blue cap and a blue blazer. I mean, what has NORTHCOM done? What has the presidency done saying Congress runs nothing and declaring the U.S. a war zone and the people enemies and the CIA domestically operating and overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution and just corruption running rampant and attacking innocent countries and lying about why we're there? It's got to stop. Let's go to Dan in Georgia. Dan, go ahead.
Good luck. Hey, Alex. Good talking to you. Love your show. Just, I know it's not cosmic or anything, but the microwave gun that we're talking about from the 60 Minutes show, you know, we're led to believe it's just a pulse device for crowd control, population control. But I'd like to point out an article on Reese.com where it goes right into the title is Horrifying U.S. Secret Weapon Unleashed in Baghdad, and it was released August 25th, 2003, and it's the account from an Iraqi infantry man, and if I could I just read a paragraph from it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, in the midst of fighting, he noticed that Americans had called up an oddly configured tank. Then, to his amazement, the tank suddenly let loose a blinding stream of what seemed like fire and lightning, engulfing a large passenger bus and three automobiles. Within seconds, the bus had become semi-molten, sagging like a wet rag, as he put it. He said the bus rapidly melted under his withering blast, shrinking it until it was a twisted blob about the dimensions of a VW bug. He explicitly described seeing numerous bodies shriveled to the size of newborn babies. By the time local street fighting ended that day, he estimates between 500 and 600 soldiers and civilians had been cooked alive as a result of the mysterious tank-mounted device.
So, which, again, is nothing but a terror weapon. It's not even as good as normal projectile weapons. It just produces horror. And we do know they have things like that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's sick. That's sick.
But well, it was photographed in Fallujah. They used nerve gas, artillery launched, and they used microwave guns that are not the type you see on 60 Minutes where they widen the beam and it just hurts. They can focus that and it burns you. But, of course, they tell the cattle that it's safe and good. We're going to remember a year and a half ago, the head of the Air Force, the civilian head, like you have the Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Air Force, came out in Associated Press and said, under international convention, it's illegal for us to use microwave guns in Iraq. But if we use it first in the U.S., we can claim that sets a precedent that it's a police device and use them in Iraq. That should be added to your story, Paul Watts.
I remember that. I know about that. I know about
Well, Paul Watts is listening. I want him to add that.
This device is not just population control. It just doesn't, you know, increase your temperature to 130 degrees. I mean, molten metal is a big deal. This really, if they put it out like, you know, you said at the DNC, this is population control. This is giving up our rights as a civilian. We have no rights anymore. We can't even, you know, get together as a group.
Well, why do you think mayors call us civilians?
We can't do anything at this point.
Why do you think mayors call us civilians for 10 years? They've been paid off by Delta Force. They've been paid off, I mean, literally with bags of cash. They took over a long time ago.
They took over, Woodrow Wilson describes that the biggest mistake he made as president was giving the banking system to the elite private bankers, the 12 elite bankers.
I appreciate your call. Great call, Dan. The issuance of currency, they bought the world with it and then left us holding the bag. And if we don't like it, we'll just be killed. And a bunch of dumb, know-it-all individuals are just running around, still worshiping the government, still flapping Chinese desecrated American flags made by slaves, still just believing the Kool-Aid. And you better stop believing the Kool-Aid, folks. That's the only way to turn this around. The nightmare has not even begun. And if you don't wake up, the nightmare is going to take place. And it's that simple. Dennis in Maryland, and Jason, Joe, Alex, Richard, and others. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm looking at an article here, Army's Greatest Inventions of 2007. And one of the things I want to share, all these space weapons pretty much have to have line of sight to work properly, and you've got a lot of air traffic up there. Well, what's one of the one of these 10 weapons that were honored here is an XM982 Excalibur precision-guided extended-range artillery projectile. Now, what this amounts to is a GPS navigated artillery round, which makes it a mini cruise missile. And this is old tried and true technology.
Yeah, let me stop. My cousin was telling me about this. He was talking about when they're in their bases and they're shooting mortars over the line at them, how, what was it he said? It's a system that triangulates, and he mentioned how they see the arc, the trajectory. Was he saying it was a new radar? What was he saying it was? To where they know exactly where it is, and then their artillery automatically with GPS aims down to like a foot of where that came from.
I was I'm a veteran, and back in 1972 when I joined the Marine Corps, we had an artillery officer who was our enlisted officer, and he went to the range at that time and fired an artillery round that he thought he was safe location, and within 3 minutes he was told his exact grid coordinates. This is back in 1972. So, but this particular artillery round with GPS in it, it doesn't have to have line of sight, and it's true and tried technology, and they probably got him even smaller. And these things, GPS is basically a data stream. So the computer that's on board this projectile, it doesn't have to hit a target. In other words, it can, as long as it has a GPS location, that computer, as soon as it reaches that location digitally, it can explode. So that means it can fly into the open window of an automobile, explode before it goes out the open window on the other side. And a GPS is tried, true, reliable, faithful, and I believe it worked very well for them in the Twin Towers in New York City, and I believe it worked very well for them at the Pentagon.
Well, it certainly did, that 16-foot hole. Now, wait, I have to go back to memory. It was out at our ranch at a party about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. My cousin, fresh back from Baghdad, he's been in the Army like 18 years, he was laughing about how they would launch mortar attacks at them and how they would go out and look at them like they were fireworks displays because, they were bored. And what did he say? What is the system? He described it, and I was halfway listening because I'd read about, you know, other things like that. They have those Humvees that have those big cannons, you know, those big 50 cals on the top that has infrared and the scope, and it electronically, like a video game, follows wherever you are, wherever you're acoustically shooting at them from. The gun automatically focuses in on your location, and then it fires at you. So wherever you know it sees muzzle flashes, wherever it gets the acoustic reverberation of being fired on, it fires at with precision. I mean, that's an Urban Warrior, 1999. We're out there filming the Marine Corps with their Humvees doing that. But my cousin was talking about something else. It was radar, but he said it's incredibly powerful, where they see it as soon as it goes up above like 10 feet, and then it automatically maps and dials into their artillery and their mortars, and then lays it down on them where it's just completely devastating. So we should add that, Paul Watson, to the article as well. But he's talking about something on the order of the Manhattan Project, something completely new and huge. I mean, they had proximity RFID in anti-aircraft artillery in World War II. So I don't know if it's guided artillery rounds, but that would certainly be part of the cocktail of super weapons. Anything else, Dennis?
No, that's pretty much it. And, there's an indication to me, anyway, that that's probably what hit the Pentagon was a bunker buster. And that may have been the reason for the secondary explosion at the Pentagon, because these bunker busters are designed, engineered, to explode and destroy themselves in case it's a dud.
They penetrate and then they explode.
They explode, but there's explosions throughout the body of the device to assure that there's no identifiable or reverse engineering capabilities on any of the components.
Plus, you don't know who blew up the bunker. They can also deny it.
Yeah. That's all, Alex. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call. All part of the friendliness of the government. Let's go ahead and the criminal government. It's just so sick. I want them to be good guys. I want to think everything's okay. It's not. They're poisoning us. And all of us are under the attack. 99% of us are on the wrong end of the stick. We have to understand we're together, military, police, government. This is real. And you denying it doesn't make it go away. God help us. Jason in Illinois, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, actually. I just started listening to you a little while ago when I first started, and I apologize for being off topic, but I do hope you'll take
my call.
It's
fine. Go ahead.
When I first started listening was around the time that a caller called with Willie Nelson, and all of a sudden there's an event coming up. There's an event happening. So I've got something I just want to kind of throw at you and see what you think. What if, with the platform that you have, what if you call out some of these egomaniacs like Sean Hannity or someone like that, and you say, you know what, let's do a televised event. I'll bring my information. You bring what you got.
Why would the establishment we've done that. Why would they give us a platform so that we could debunk them and then give us attention? The game they've been playing is ignoring us.
They're talking
well, first
about
they,
it, though.
First they ignore you, then they attack you. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And I'm just telling you that they're not going to have any televised debates with me.
Okay, thanks. I'm not saying it's a bad idea
to bring it forward. I mean, it's one thing if Rush Limbaugh occasionally says I'm a nut. But Limbaugh just bashed us a bunch yesterday, and I haven't listened to the whole clip. John has. John, they don't mention us by name, do they? Yeah, see, they're very careful. Now, Limbaugh's mentioned me before by name, and so have others, but generally they don't. They're very careful. They don't want to give us any publicity because they know we're already viral against their disease. They already know that we're getting the high ground, and so they don't want to elevate us or, quote, validated would be their words.
I think it'd be worth a try still.
Well, we've tried many times. Thanks for the call, though. But I'm not bashing you for coming up with the idea. I'm just telling you we've done it. But, hey, issue challenges to all of them. They just then arrogantly think I'm begging to challenge them. These guys only do things if stuff's rigged. They're cowards. They think they're still the biggest game in town. That's changing. That's why they want to shut the web down. There was a Washington Post editorial a few days ago. Kurt Nemo did a big editorial on it last night saying shut down the Internet, shut down free speech, shut down blogs, and basically register people, tax people, to be able to even basically post on message boards. I mean, their industry is being shut down. They're lying, puke-filled, spook-filled. Mainline media is dying. And, hey, it's too late. It's too late, like the Def Leppard song. I mean, it is too late. Too late for you. You can get us individually, but you can't kill this idea. Ideas are bulletproof. Okay, who's up next? Joe in Philly, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I'm going to hold you over, but go ahead.
Hey, how are you? I'm a Prison Planet TV member. I listen to you all the time. I'd like to expand on Dr. Roberts' analysis.
Sure, stay there. We'll come back, talk about it. And then we'll also talk to a bunch of other people like Alex, Richard, Helen, and others. We don't have another guest joining us for about 45 minutes or so. Very important guest. Hope you'll stay with us for that. But I've got some of yesterday's news and today's news that I haven't gotten to. I want to cover, so stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Philly, we were talking to Joe. You wanted to bring up something about Dr. Roberts' analysis of the economy. Go ahead.
Yeah, he hit on those points, and I'm sure you know, with his background, he's trying to speak to the layman. what really happened with Fannie and Freddie is a double-edged sword here. They were unable to sell their bonds on the market. Now, historically speaking, the international market bought Fannie and Freddie bonds similar to the way they purchased treasuries. They were considered competing markets.
And now Roberts is saying that this may have tainted further U.S. Treasury bonds themselves.
That's correct. He is correct in that assessment, because here's what happened. There was always this implied guarantee that in the event that Fannie and Freddie would default, that the government would step in. Now, for this,
but it's not just the default of the mortgages, it's the securities they sold.
That's correct. In other words, the securities or the bonds that Fannie and Freddie sold are international contracts.
And then those have been leveraged out 10 times in fractional reserve banking and then 10 times again. And so that's why we get numbers in the 50-plus trillion. I mean, That's
correct, because oftentimes the bank will sell the mortgages to Fannie and Freddie, like Citigroup or Wells Fargo.
Well, you
or
sure are informed about this. Is this what you do for a living?
I was actually a regulator for quite a while.
And so I guess there's no regulators anymore. I guess they're playing golf.
Well, I was one of the people who actually drew the line in the sand. I haven't worked for a couple years.
Really? Okay. Well,
in any event.
Well, then you're an expert. You've got the floor. Tell us what happened.
Okay. So, yes, you're correct in terms of the expansion of the money supply, in that the banks would sell the loans. Fannie and Freddie would bundle them up in AAA rated securities, which is kind of a false rating, and then the bank would buy the bond back. So now the bank has an asset on their books, and that asset they can now leverage against that asset. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like a complete scam.
Well, it is. It's part of the Ponzi scheme, and you're correct. It is a Ponzi scheme. But the bottom line is they sell the loans to Fannie and Freddie. They bundled it up into securities and oftentimes would sell it back to the bank. Now, here's what happened at the beginning of the year, which is why they went insolvent. They increased the per loan limit to $750,000 per loan. What this did is it enabled the Citigroups, the Wells Fargos, the Wachovias, blah, 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 to sell a risky component known as the jumbo market to Fannie and Freddie. But the thing is that they could no longer sell, Fannie and Freddie could no longer sell their bonds because no one was buying them.
Now, the jumbo, what is, $500,000 home loans and above?
And above, that's correct.
Okay.
So by increasing the loan limit, the banks were able to sell off a larger portion of their portfolios that were causing them to be illiquid. But they also forced the hand of the government, which was to bail out Fannie and Freddie, because Fannie and Freddie could no longer sell their bonds on the international market.
Hey, Joe, stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute. And then I want you to talk about, from a regulator's perspective, where you see this going, how you see this unfolding. We'll be back. Folks, I've done 3 hours of radio, and I haven't even plugged yet the fact that the new film, Fabled Enemies, is out and is available at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved